possibly even sharing the same dermatologist? Maybe it was the selfless mom, the one who always volunteered, who collected money for gifts, who chaperoned the school trips. Maybe it was the popular mom, the one who everyone worshipped, the prettiest and richest and coolest. Maybe it was the working mom, the one who missed the parent get-togethers, who rarely came to pick up, who was always racing off to a Zoom. Maybe it was the flirty mom, the one who leaned into the dads at cocktail parties, who showed too much cleavage, who made eyes at the hot male teachers. Maybe it was the messy mom, the one who arrived 10 minutes late, who forgot to buy school supplies, who never read the important emails. Maybe it was the sporty mom, the one whose kids played lacrosse, hockey, and football, who had coaches on speed dial, who wore her tennis outfit all day long. Maybe it was the know-it-all mom, the one who spewed the latest parenting research, who knew exactly what the Surgeon General recommended, who could cite stats about the dangers of screen time. Maybe it was the anxious mom, the one who still cut her middle schooler's grapes, who'd tracked her children since pre-K. Maybe it was a sociopath standing alongside them at pickup, listening in as they chatted about weekend plans and mom's nights out. One of their own. But who could it be? Part 1. Fall. WhatsApp chat. Atherton Lower School Moms. 94 participants. Dre Finlay. Good morning, Atherton Moms. This chat is for general announcements and info, but is not, I repeat, is not the official channel for school communication. Dr. Broker and your class moms will send emails for that purpose. Please forward me contact info for any moms I missed. Only I can add them as admin. Happy first day of school! Jennifer Smythe.
Hi, all. I was wondering about after-school signups. I want to get Jordy into chess on Wednesdays, but can't find where to register.
Armina Justice. Jennifer, registration closed last week. Email Mrs. Pegaroo to see if there's any room left. Jennifer Smythe.
How is it closed already? I never got a notification.
Armina Justice. Maybe check your spam folder? I definitely got a notification. Does anyone know when school picture day is? Herminia's photos were horrendous last year. The wonky color correction made her blonde hair look orange, like a mini Donald Trump. Shudder. Smiley emoji. Caroline Press. It's on the 19th. They're using the same company this year. It's actually my company. Armina Justice. OMG, I had no idea. I was only kidding. It was Herminia's fault for being born with that hair, not the photographer's.
Kim Burns.
Hi, ladies. We're no longer at Atherton. We will miss everyone, but felt that Liam needed to be in a more structured environment. Dre, can you please take me off the chat?
Jessica Hilton.
Remember to save the date, October 3rd, for Kindergarten Mom's Night Out.
Valerie Gregg. Why aren't the dads on this chain? Dre Finlay.
Valerie, we had all the dads on the chain last year, but they never participated, so we felt it best not to inundate their WhatsApp messages.
Wink.
But if you'd like to include your husband, feel free to send me his info.
Valerie Gregg. I'm a lesbian. Kim Burns.
I'm still receiving these messages. Dre, can you take me off the chat?
Chapter 1. The first day of school. Belle Redness lived for the first day of Atherton drop-off. She loved getting back into the swing of her New York City life. She enjoyed the Hamptons, but by August she was hot and bored and sick of the pool, the garden parties, and the bugs. Especially the bugs. This summer, they'd been dealing with a nightmarish infestation of lantern flies.